Welcome to Breadbox Media's News Out of the Box for Monday, April 10th, 2017. I'm Joe Lerza. Neil Gorsuch was sworn in as the 113th Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States just after 11 a.m. this morning at the White House's Rose Garden. Justice Anthony Kennedy, under whom Gorsuch clerked upon graduating law school more than two decades ago, administered the oath of office to now Justice Gorsuch, till now a judge of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Tenth Circuit. Gorsuch's ascendance will give the Supreme Court its full complement of nine justices for the first time since Justice Antonin Scalia, a Pole of the court's conservative wing, passed away last Friday. Gorsuch will join his fellow justices on the bench for oral arguments when the Supreme Court reconvenes from its recess April 17th. His presence on the immensely powerful court may have an immediate impact on the Trump administration's agenda. Appeals against lower court injunctions barring Trump's travel ban executive orders, for example, are moving through the 4th, 7th, and 9th circuits. It's possible the Supreme Court, now including Justice Gorsuch, will consolidate and hear the administration's appeals to these injunctions on an expedited basis this spring. President Donald Trump already appears to be getting results after his visit with Chinese President Xi Jinping. According to the Financial Times, China signaled that they're open to ending an import ban on American beef. They also signaled their willingness to buy other agricultural products, demonstrating a commitment to balancing the enormous trade deficit with the United States. The two countries are focusing on a 100-day effort to signal mutual trust on issues of trade, part of Trump's commitment to voters during the election. After meeting with Chinese officials at Mar-a-Lago last week, Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin appeared optimistic that a number of quick deals could be reached. China will offer the Trump administration better market access for financial sector investments and U.S. beef exports to help avert a trade war, according to Chinese and U.S. officials involved in talks between the two governments. President Trump and Xi Jinping, his Chinese counterpart, decided at their first meeting in Florida over the weekend that they needed rushed trade negotiations to produce results within 100 days. All across the southwest border, the number of immigrants caught crossing illegally into the United States has dropped dramatically. Fewer than 12,200 people were apprehended in March, a 64% decrease from the same time last year, and the lowest monthly number in at least 17 years. Migration experts, Border Patrol agents, and advocates offer plenty of reasons for the sharp decline in people crossing over, from President Trump's aggressive stance on securing the border and media coverage of recent immigration raids to heightened security on Mexico's southern border. A rise in smuggling fees also could be a factor. Toyota announced a $1.33 billion investment in its Georgetown, Kentucky plant today. The plant will be the first to produce vehicles using Toyota New Global Architecture, a design and manufacturing process initiated to speed a car model's development cycle, a Toyota Motor Manufacturing Kentucky Inc. statement said. The Georgetown plant is Toyota's largest in the world, with 8,200 employees. In 2016, it produced 500,000 vehicles, or 25% of all Toyota models sold in North America, the statement said. It manufactures the Toyota Camry model and Lexus models. That's your Breadbox Media News Out of the Box. I'm Joe Lerza, reminding you to always think out of the box.